This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 13. Grasshoppers or God's people? Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders." So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. Verse 17. When Moses sent them up to explore Canaan, he said, "Go up through the Negev and on into the hill country. See what the land is like and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees in it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land." It was the season for the first ripe grapes. So they went up and explored the land from the desert of Zin as far as Rehob, toward Lebo Hamath. They went up through the Negev and came down to Hebron, where Ahiman, Sheshai, and Talamai, the descendants of Anak, lived. Hebron had been built several years before Zoan in Egypt. When they reached the valley of Eshkol, they cut off a branch bearing a single cluster of grapes. Two of them carried it on a pole between them, along with some pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshkol because of the cluster of grapes the Israelites cut off there. At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. "We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who lived there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev. The Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live in the sea and along the Jordan." Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there. The descendants of Anak came from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked the same to them." Moses sent 12 men of Israel, one from each tribe, to explore the land of Canaan. Only two of the explorers, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a good report. They said, "The land is good, and God will lead us into it." They trusted God to give Israel the land he had promised. The other 10 explorers were gripped with fear because the people of the land seemed too big. They said, "We seemed like grasshoppers to ourselves and to them." When fear takes over, our perspectives on many things can get distorted. For example, our view of God may become skewed. God may seem small in light of our problems, or God's word may seem empty in the face of our difficulties. Even our view of ourselves may get cloudy when our faith is weak. Israel said they felt like grasshoppers, when in fact they were chosen and cherished people of God. It's important to remember who we are in Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are sons and daughters of the King. We are called a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. When fear creeps in, remember the God you serve. Remember who you are and whose you are. Then step forward in faith, leaning on God's promise and power. Pray with me. Lord, when my trials are great, help me remember that you are much greater. You are the God who calls me his child. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.